BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, March 29th, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
What are you up to for the long, long weekend, Shauna? Changing things up, going to the mountains? Gonna change things up, or they gonna go to the mountains?
Go to the mountains. My parents are actually coming into town tomorrow.
Nice.
So we're gonna hang out. They get to see my new condo, and then we're gonna change things up and go to the mountains.
Yeah, I never even considered that they wouldn't have seen your place yet.
No,
that's cool. When was the last time they were here?
They haven't seen my last two places.
Oh,
yeah, well, but I move a lot, so that
frequently.
Doesn't mean much. Yeah,
you've lived in how many places since?
Seven?
Since we've been in Calgary.
Seven.
Seven places?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
How nice does it feel that you're not going to have to move anymore?
It's like I used to just keep boxes and bags on hand because I'm like, I'm going to be moving again. I just can sense it. And now I'm like throwing them out. I'm finally like, no, I'm getting rid of these now. It feels great.
That does have to feel good.
Yeah.
I am, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you this as someone who just bought a home like 2 weeks ago, but we own a place up in Edmonton that we bought 3 years ago, like a month before I got the job at X.
Right.
And I was looking at what that place is valued at now because it had lost a bit of value since we moved. And in the 3 years we've lived here, it's decreased in value by $50,000.
Oh.
So basically every penny that we've paid into it is gone if we were to sell it today.
Yeah, let's hope that, hang on to it and hope that things rebound. Okay. That's the problem. Like, that was why I was so torn about buying, because I've heard the nightmares. I know that there's a gamble. It's a gamble. It's like my place could increase in value, could decrease in value.
Yeah, you hear these other stories too. Like, I have a friend who bought a house and in 18 months he made 170 grand on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have a friend who bought a condo and he had like a $40,000 special assessment or something within the first couple. So it's like, it is a gamble. It really is. Like, I weighed the pros and cons of buying a place for so long before finally deciding to do it. Because I was like, I don't know. But I'm happy I did for now.
And there is a freedom to renting, I think. Like, even if you're locked into a bit of a lease, when that lease is up, you can be like, this sucks. I'm finding something else.
Oh, yeah. I was moving around all the time. I was checking out different neighborhoods, different buildings.
Yeah.
Like, living in places I wouldn't ever be able to afford to buy because rent was cheaper. Like, yeah, it's a different thing.
Yeah, once you buy, though, you're in one.
I'm locked.
You're in a place. So, my God, I hope oil turns around because...
Yeah.
Oh, does that hurt? That's a lot of money to just lose.
That's a lot of money. I believe in you. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just wait it out.
If you listen to a podcast on, I think, is it Google Play too or just iTunes?
iTunes for sure. I don't know about Google Play.
So there's this button that you can press and you can speed up the chatter or you can slow it down. You can speed it up to 2 times as fast.
Or 1.5 times, I think.
Exactly.
Or you can slow it down to half speed.
Yes. Yesterday, I accidentally pressed the button when I was listening back to our podcast, because I'll listen back to critique and see what we sound like and that type of thing. And it was killing me. It was absolutely killing me, because if you speed it up, we sound like the Gilmore Girls.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, so if a guy asks to go for
this
a coffee
yesterday.
Or drink.
Okay, so there's regular speed.
Is there 100% that it's a date? Is there any percentage chance that it could just be that he wants to be friends and wants to go for a coffee or drink?
Yeah, I think so. It depends on the context, though.
Okay, because a couple of times
that's 1.5.
On social media, and
it gets faster.
I don't really know.
On social media?
On social media.
And that sounds like a date. That sounds like a request for a date, I would say. If you're just like asking somebody out of the blue on social media, I guess your situation is a little different because, like, maybe they listen to the show and they think you sound like a really nice person to be friends with.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And I ask this because it's always
the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. Rory. Lorelai. Man, people do listen on 1.5 speed or two times speed.
Which is crazy to me, but I guess you get through the information a lot faster, right?
Yeah, and I often lament, like, there are more things that I want to read, watch, and listen to than there is hours in the day.
Right.
Like, there's music that I'm backed up on. There are, you know, Netflix shows that I want to see. There are books I want to read, but there's no time. So if you could consume it at double speed...
Very presumptuous.
They're automatically going to say, whoa, no, that wasn't what I meant. That wasn't what they meant.
Yes.
I know how fellas work.
So what am I supposed to do then? Do I say...
Rory.
Lorelai.
There's also half speed. Hang on.
Okay, put it to half speed because
you know,
this...
hear you and think that it would be cool to be friends with you and maybe don't
Who's
like
Who's that stoner?
That
now we
much.
Sound like we're on drugs.
Or vice versa.
Oh my God.
Let's go for coffee. Talk about blank.
It's so funny because when you normally do that, it changes pitch. So your voice will actually get lower or higher as you speed up or slow down. And there it sounds the same.
It's
so
exactly
it's
the same.
Just us on drugs.
Straight, right? Can we like talk? You know, then there'd be a reason. Then it would be like, oh, for sure.
That's what this show is going to sound like after legalization.
Get used to it.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
A giant of our industry is retiring today.
Jerry Forbes of the Jerry Forbes Show.
He's so he's been our competition here at X92.9, but Sean and I both feel that when a legend like that hangs them up, you got to put that aside and show some respect. So we're going to call Jerry this morning.
Yes, we are.
And congratulate him. Mm-hmm. I hope they answer.
I do too.
Maybe if they see it's us, they won't.
I'm afraid of that. Come on. Do they have an answering machine? Do you think they purposely avoid it because it's us?
They probably have call ID. Maybe they're talking right now.
I'm starting to think they are purposely ignoring us. Jerry. We just want to say some nice things. That's all we want to do. A couple nice things.
So no answer from Forbes and Friends.
No.
But we do want to wish Jerry a happy retirement. He's had an amazing broadcast career here in the city.
Yes, he's an absolute legend.
Yeah,
he's an absolute legend.
So many young people in our industry, whether they know it or not, and he's done a lot of good for the city. So congratulations. Enjoy yourself, Jerry.
Enjoy it, Jerry.
And to the other two fellas that are still there after Jerry leaves, JP and Johnny.
JJ and Jono, isn't it?
Jamal?
No. Josh and...
Jervis?
Jojo.
Best of luck to you guys, too. We look forward to doing battle.
Best of luck.
X92.9.
Have you seen the latest in the outrage marketing involving Heineken?
Yeah, I haven't seen the ad itself, but I saw some people very upset about it.
Yeah, so basically in an ad, there's a bartender who slides a glass of Heineken across this table, and it passes by two black men, black women, and then lands at a white woman, and it says, lighter is better, as it arrives at her.
So it's a light beer?
It's a light beer. It's a light beer, 99 calories. So, of course, their tagline for it is lighter is better, but everybody's saying that this is extremely racist, and there's definitely some racist undertones.
So is this another piece of outrage marketing? Is this one of those things where they do it on purpose just to get everybody worked up? Like,
I think so.
Like Dove or H&M did recently?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the new shtick. And then Chance the Rapper, he actually even tweeted that. He said, I think some companies are purposely putting out noticeably racist ads so they can get more views.
We have been saying this for years,
yes, Chance. You know.
Years.
You know it.
We'd like to call out outrage marketing whenever we see it.
Yes.
And it's happening a lot now because people are gullible. They get so worked up before they even stop to think, wait, is this the reaction that I'm supposed to have to this ad?
Well, social media is the best way to advertise.
Yeah.
And if you do something like this, social media is covered in free advertising for your company.
And I just don't believe that an ad like that would make it through a company as big as Heineken, who probably works with, I would guess, an ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are very, very smart people.
And
someone is going to catch that along the way. They're doing it deliberately.
Yes.
Doing it deliberately so that you get upset, you share it, and then they get way more than they spent.
This one's one of the most upfront ones I've seen, where it's like, this is quite obvious, I think. But there you go.
I've also noticed something else recently, Sean. I'm probably not the first person to notice this. It's not necessarily outrage marketing. I'm going to call it outrageous marketing.
Okay.
KFC's new waffle double down.
Yeah.
How much free marketing have they got just because of the outrageousness of that sandwich?
Absolutely.
I don't think a company like that releases that sandwich hoping to make a ton of money off it.
No.
They're doing it for the clicks.
Once again, the social media that's gone crazy over this and free advertising.
That's outrageous marketing.
Outrageous marketing. Two different types of outrageous marketing. One is an angry outrageous, and one is a this is crazy outrageous.
Well, I'm glad people are starting to key into it.
Yeah.
That's what's important. Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper.
Welcome aboard, Chance.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
There's this this tweet that was going around. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but this guy is sitting in the bathroom at a Chick-fil-A, and a kid, like a three-year-old kid, crawls under the door and is all of a sudden in the stall with him. He's like, what's your name? And the guy's like, Andrew.
Oh,
he's like, I need someone to help me wash my hands. And the guy's like, well, I think your mom's outside. What do you do? I'd whip out my phone and start filming too.
Yeah, you just chat with them and whip out your phone. That is really funny. Like, I feel like that's happened to me before in the ladies' washroom where a kid has just like peeked in, hey, and then kept going. You're just like, hey. Goodbye.
Kids crawling across the floor in the washroom. So dirty.
Oh, washrooms are so gross.
Public washrooms.
So
I'm terrified of them. I can operate a public washroom, the entire thing, with my foot. With my shoed foot.
Can you?
My shod foot.
Yeah. You don't touch a thing?
Nothing.
No. Not even your schmeckle?
I'm like a man who was born without hands. Like, do the whole washroom with just my feet.
It's impressive, but you need to learn that, right? Like, you really do, especially if you have kids. Like, you have to bring kids into the washroom like that.
It's a nightmare. Like, when Bo needs to go to the bathroom when we're out somewhere, he, like, to try to get him not to touch everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm kind of, like, kind of a germaphobe in that sense, so it's pretty gross.
Oh, imagine having a daughter, though.
You got to take a daughter into a
men's bathroom. And
oh, that'd be even worse, especially, like, some dudes' bathrooms. It depends on the event you're at, too. But, like, you're like a Flames game.
Oh, my.
There's, like, 100 drunk Flames fans waiting for the bathroom, and you got to take your daughter in there. Yeah, man. Single dads. Single moms, too, with their boys, too. But for some reason, I think it's worse for a dad.
I don't know. I feel like it is, too. I don't know why. But, like, troughs and stuff. Like, there's urinals that are just overflowing. Yeah. Troughs. Like, oh, my God.
Where's the arena where the troughs, like, they all face each other? They all face in? So you're just standing there peeing into this giant bucket with like 12 other dudes.
Staring at
Dude, you looking at my stuff? Yeah, dude. We're all looking at each other's stuff. We're facing each other. Who designed this?
A woman.
Who designed this?
100% a woman. Guys, you have to be social when you pee.
BMS in 20 minutes or less.
While we're talking about looking at other guys' dicks here, I was in the change room at the gym the other day, and this guy came out of the shower, this older dude, in a towel. And it was me and another guy at these two benches that were kind of blocking his access to the locker. So the other guy said, like, hey, do you want me to move? And the guy was like, no, that's okay. So I figured, oh, he must be needing access to the locker beside mine.
Yeah.
So I quickly finished up, and then I moved, and he didn't come to the locker. So
weird.
I was like, are you just... You just here to look at dicks then? Are you just standing there looking?
Maybe.
Just spotting some dicks?
Maybe. Why not? You know, there's the women in the change room who just, they strip naked and they just let things fly and they're just like using the little hand dryers to air out their bits.
Oh my God, that's my favorite one.
It's an experience every time. Did you not bring a towel?
Using the hand dryer. My buddy used to work out at the YMCA, not here in Calgary, at a different one.
Yeah.
And the stories that he would have from the YMCA there, like he said, like there was one guy that would just walk around eating berries naked every day. Just eating berries naked. There was one guy, he said, who was like 300 pounds and he was in the shower one time, and I guess at the Y, they're not like stalls. It's like prison showers, yeah. Right? Like a bank of showers.
For sure.
And he looks over, and this guy is eating a muffin in the shower. So he's holding the muffin out at arm's length away from the water. And then when he wanted a bite, he would also go out of the water.
A man's got to eat, Beckler. A man has got to eat.
Okay. Well, in that case, cut your workout 5 minutes short so you can have your muffin not in the shower.
He didn't want to. He's devoted to his workout.
My buddy he'd be so mad. He's like, oh, I can't believe I'm working out here. Guy eating.
You know what? I'd rather muffin
in the shower.
I would rather muffin crumbs than the nasty clobs of hair that you can sometimes find on the shower floor. Like this girls particularly, I think, probably have to, like just hair everywhere. Like you go into a shower and there's like hair stringing from the walls. You're just like, what happened?
They're pulling that hair out of the bum. It gets lodged in your bum crack. You know the one? I had long hair too. It's a good feeling when you pull that hair out, isn't it? Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bum floss. The bum floss. BNS in 20 minutes or less. Becca, do you ever notice that your wife McKenna tilts her head to the side a little bit when she looks in the mirror?
Yeah, I had never really thought about it, but she does.
It's the oddest thing.
It's kind of like,
yeah, a little weird looking, a little weird, like just a full sideways, like when a dog is hungry for its dinner, you know, and it's staring at you and going like, "Give me," it's that same head tilt, and all girls do it.
What is that about? Is it to try to get a different perspective on your own face?
Well,
is
that's what I... So yesterday I was walking, I was at the gym, and I was walking by the mirror, and there were three girls, and all three of them were getting ready, and they're kind of adjusting their stuff, and all three of them had the head tilt going on, and I'm like, why do we all do... I was like, I do this too.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I think I do. It's just like looking in the mirror, and then like a little tilt, and I have no idea why it happens. No idea.
Because that's not how really anybody is going to see you.
No, it's like, okay, so, oh, I look good this way, but if I, sideways, do I look good too?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
I'm going to walk around with a crooked neck all day because I look hot.
I look better this way. I do.
Spin your head right around like the girl from The Exorcist.
All right, that's terrible. If I
How does this look, boys?
Oh, my God. The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X92.9.
X92.9, do you recognize that?
Is that the Lemony Snicket show on Netflix?
Oh, no, that's a great guess, though.
That's a very good guess. I can see exactly where you're coming from that. Close.
Is it Walking Dead?
Not The Walking Dead. Good guess, though. You're kind of in the right vein.
Yes.
Hey, is that from Santa Clarita Diet?
Hey.
Woo!
Well done.
I just finished watching it last night, so.
Did
is it
you?
Good?
I did. It's good.
What's your name?
It's Jessica.
Jessica. Well, we have $100 to the costume shop for you.
I just started watching that show. Actually, I watched the first episode I've seen last night.
So the title is kind of misleading. Like, I thought it was a reality show. No?
I know. No, so did
Santa
I at
Santa Clarita
first.
Diet? That
nope.
Sounds like some... Yeah.
Nope. It's about zombies, basically.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a zombie show.
Is the Santa Clarita Diet people?
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to... I hope that's not a spoiler. Drew Barrymore, though, is the feature. She's the main mm-hmm. one. And it's weird to see her in a TV show.
She was always in big
movies.
Blockbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore is an interesting one for me because she always tops the list, or she used to at least, top the list of most beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen it.
Really?
I can't see it. Yeah, I just don't find her attractive. Maybe I'm in the minority. I must be.
She's like the girl next door type to me. So she's cute, right? Unassuming. And I think she's really pretty, but...
She looks like she always has a cold to me. She always looks sick. Are you ill, Drew? No, why? Oh, never mind. She looks like she would come over to your house super hungover in her sweatpants and just like sloth on your couch all day.
Hey, I'm Drew.
Should we order some pizza or something? Oh, Drew. Oh.
So for
Maybe
me,
in the minority.
She seems like just a really nice person. That's why I like her, a really nice person. But
she must, I'm sure she's lovely. She's a terrible immune system on that woman is what I'm saying.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.